Well, they should have pretty good weather in Des Moines here, at least today, for the State Track and Field Championships, which makes its three-day run getting underway today at Drake Stadium. In action today, the 1A and 4A competitors will be competing in the second session of the day this afternoon. This morning gets underway with 2A and 3A schools and participants. The girls' 3,000-meter run, the boys' 3,200-meter run, the 4x800-meter relay in both girls and boys, and the 400-meter dash in both girls and boys are among those events that will have finals today. Now, among some of the area athletes participating in those finals today in the girls' 3,000 meters in Class 3A, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic and Gracely Castor of Harlan will be participating. In 2A, Carly Larson of Underwood and Claire Campbell of Shenandoah will run the final. In the girls' 4x800-meter relay this morning, Trainer and Shenandoah will race in 2A with Creston and Dennison in 3A. In the girls' 400 meters in Class 3A, Molly Goobles of Harlan will be running. In the 2A races, it'll be Jewie Boy of Red Oak, Devin Kemble of Panorama, and Emma Bonnet of Underwood all competing. On the boys' side this morning in the 3,200-meter final, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer will be involved in the 2A race. The boys' 4x8 in 2A, Harlan, or in 2A, it's Shenandoah and Underwood. In 3A, Harlan and Glenwood will be running. And in the boys' 400-meter finals today in 2A, Gabe Ritchie of Panorama and Brett Daly of Trainer among those competitors. Nate Kennedy of Glenwood and Marcus Klein of Harlan will run in Class 3A. Now, later on this afternoon, when the 1A and 4A schools get underway, here's a look at some of the 4A competitors who will be involved in the finals today. In the girls' 3,000, Emily Kopic of Exira EHK and Emma Swanson of Guthrie Center will run in the final. In the Class 1A 4x800-meter relay, a bunch of area teams, including Audubon, St. Albert, Griswold, Riverside, and Cam, all participating. In the girls' Class 4A finals, Class 1A 400-meter finals today, Jennifer Fontes of Guthrie Center, J.C. Carlson of Riverside, and Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney will run. Also on the boys' side, in the 3,200-meter final in 1A, Shane Breheny of Nottoway Valley, David Thompson of Griswold, and Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley, and Garrett Martin of St. Albert all in the final. In the 4x800-meter relay today in 1A, the boys' teams from Tri-Center, St. Albert, Guthrie Center, Nottoway Valley, and Logan Magnolia all will be participating. Also in the boys' 400-meter final in 1A this afternoon, Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley, Chad Blank and Josh Haining of Nishnabotna, and Glenn Bertelson of St. Albert will all be running in those finals. Now, there are other preliminary events going on today, too, including the shuttle hurdle relay for the girls, also the boys' shuttle hurdle relay, the 200-meter dash, and the 100-meter dash. Those are all preliminary events that will be going on today in those four classes, 2A and 3A this morning, 1A and 4A this afternoon. There are also a number of field events being competed today as well. Now, the State Track and Field Championships getting underway today, and we'll have live coverage for you. Of all of that action coming up, as Chris Parks will be following it all for you. We'll have 8 reports each day. Our first report this morning will be at 10:45, and we'll have plenty of other updates for you. You can follow along with full results on the sports page at KJAN.com, and you can see our meet schedule online as well as we follow that track and field championship event today. In Major League Baseball last night, Adam Wainwright threw 6-hit ball into the 7th inning in his best start of the season, and Matt Holliday had a 2-run double for the St. Louis Cardinals, who ended the Colorado Rockies' 5-game winning streak with a 2-0 victory last night. Stephen Piscotty had 3 hits and scored a run for the Cards, who had lost 3 of 4. Chris Russon allowed 2 runs in 6 innings for the Rockies, who averaged 5 runs a game during the winning streak. Holliday's batting .385 with 11 homers and 37 RBIs in 40 games against the Rockies, who he used to play for. Wainwright worked a season-high 6 2/3 innings, 1/3 of an inning longer than his previous best, and lowered his ERA 88 points to a still unsightly 5.92. He's 8-1 with a 1.31 ERA in his career against the Colorado Rockies. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 4-2, Atlanta down Pittsburgh 3-1, Washington over the New York Mets 7-1, the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee in 13 innings 2-1, San Francisco also posting a 2-1 win over San Diego. Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mookie Betts homered to back a strong start by David Price, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 Wednesday night, salvaging a split of their day-night doubleheader. The Royals won the opener 3-2 behind a strong performance by Ian Kennedy in their bullpen. It was Price who shined in the nightcap, allowing two runs over 7 1/3 innings and helping the Red Sox split that doubleheader. Elsewhere in the American League, Detroit beat Minnesota 6-3, Oakland over Texas 8-1, Baltimore down Seattle 5-2, Tampa Bay topping Toronto 6-3, Houston beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3. In interleague play, it was the Yankees over Arizona 4-2, the Angels beat the Dodgers 8-1, and Cleveland outscored Cincinnati in 12 innings by an 8-7 final. Well, it took about 2 minutes for the NBA's two-time reigning MVP to ruin Oklahoma City's bid to take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Stephen Curry went on a personal 15-2 run in the Golden State Warriors, even their series at a game apiece, by hammering the Thunder 118-91 last night. The Thunder trailed just 64-57 midway through the third quarter before Curry scored 15 straight Warriors points during a 2-minute span, including 3 3-pointers. His final tray put Golden State up 79-59 with 5:11 left in that period. Curry drained 5 of his 8 3-point attempts. He was 9 of 15 overall, scoring 28 points, one of 7 Warriors in double figures. Kevin Durant had 29 points for the Thunder as they'll host Game 3 Sunday after a 3-day layoff for those two teams. The New York Knicks are zeroing in on a new head coach. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press that the Knicks are very interested in former Phoenix coach Jeff Hornacek. The person says that while the two sides are showing mutual interest, they've not begun negotiations on a contract. However, Bleacher Report first reported that the Knicks would hire Hornacek. Hornacek went 101-112 in 2.5 seasons with the Suns, including a 48-34 mark in his first year at the helm. He was let go midway through this season after winning just 14 of their first 49 games. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins got off to a sluggish start before taking a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. Carl Hagelin and Phil Kessel each had a goal and an assist as the Pens downed the Lightning 4-2 in Tampa Bay. That game was scoreless until Hagelin scored with 10 seconds left in the second period following a giveaway by Jonathan Drouin in the Pittsburgh zone. Kessel and Tyler Johnson traded goals early in the third period before Sidney Crosby and Chris Kunitz beat Andre Vasilevsky 2:22 apart to put Pittsburgh up 4-1 with 6:48 remaining. The Lightning buzzed the net early in the game before the Penguins took over. Matt Murray stopped 26 shots for the Penguins, who will stay in Tampa for Game 4, which is scheduled for Friday. And Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist has drawn the number 3 gate in the Preakness and was installed as a 3-5 morning line favorite. Nyquist started the Kentucky Derby from the 13th post and won the 20-horse race by 1 1/4 lengths. Derby runner-up Exaggerator has the best Preakness odds behind Nyquist at 3-1. He'll start from the 5th post position. That's Check of Sports this morning. Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.